Queen St. Clair County has a new emergency management director. Jeff Friedland is retiring. Justin Westmiller is filling those shoes. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
No stranger to Port Huron, and I guess give us the snapshot of your resume, if you would.
So I grew up here in St. Clair, spent 20 years in the Coast Guard, bounced around, did five tours here in the area, and then bounced around to other areas like the East Coast, Washington, D.C. So I'm awful happy to be back.
I bet you are. This is a big job. Tell us a little bit about what the emergency manager does.
So the emergency manager works with the public, works with all of the emergency services, and works with the private sector to provide services and coordinate all those services to take care of others.
Anytime that I would talk to Jeff Friedland, I would tell him, I don't know how you sleep at night, given how unique this area is and how many, how many dangers, potential dangers we have here. I mean, what are some of the things that make this area, St. Clair County, unique?
Well, you know, obviously we're on the border here. We have things coming in all the time. We have things going out all the time. There are many, many threats that my office and the other resources in the county are always managing and taking a look at to keep people safe.
And then on top of that, you've got the weather, which is always peculiar around here, especially these last 24 hours. What's the latest on what we know about these strong winds?
Well, it was certainly a busy 24 plus hours. There was a registered wind in the lake of over 70 miles an hour. I think it was 61 knots. They took a look up at Point Au Grey. So
that's like hurricane force winds.
It is. And, our emergency services did a really great job. I know they were busy as the weather dropped below 32 degrees last night. There was quite a few calls on the freeway. And I want to say thanks to all those folks that provide a really great service last night.
Yeah. A handful of power outages?
There are. I know we're working a couple of the rural areas right now, and we'll be providing whatever is needed to any citizens that need any assistance.
What about the ice? I know that was getting pretty badly jammed up downriver.
Yeah, in the Algonac area, there was some stacking of the ice last week, and actually the east wind was helping push that ice off over towards Canada yesterday. As the wind has died down a little bit this morning, that ice is returning to the Algonac area, and the water levels are on the rise just a little bit, about 6 inches. But that's still well within the envelope of us being able to handle that.
All right, very good. You started this job, about a week or so ago?
On Valentine's Day.
Oh, on Valentine's Day, okay. Yeah. So what advice, if any, did Mr. Friedland give you on his way out the door?
So we spoke... And we continue to speak. He's on until the 28th, to provide guidance and whatever. And we spoke about all the challenges in the county, all the opportunities in the county, and he's been very helpful.
There are a lot of opportunities. This is a good time to
certainly
be in St. Clair County, isn't it?
It is, very much so. The growth in the county is unbelievable, and the people of the county of St. Clair are just fantastic.
Well, we're counting on you to keep it safe.
Oh, well, I'm here to do that.
All right. Justin, thanks a lot for coming in. Really appreciate
it. Thank you, Paul.
Justin Westmiller with us on WPHM, St. Clair County's new emergency management director.